Good afternoon, Joe. It's great to have you on the Home Run.
Thank you so much, mate. Thank you so much. I hope everybody's well there. I'm currently in Los Angeles. just about to finish off my North American tour here this weekend. I've got Los Angeles and San Jose, and then I'm back home. Can't wait.
I was about to say, how has LA in America treated you?
Mate, the weather here is fantastic, and it's great just to get away for the winter. We've been away for about 7 weeks now, touring all over Canada and New York, New Jersey, LA, and San Jose. So it's been good. I can't complain.
I'm sure you can't, Joe. I must admit, when I had the opportunity to speak to you today, I've done a fair bit of YouTubing and research on you, and mate, I'll be honest with you, I only get a couple of minutes into your stand-up routine, so I'm in stitches, because here in St. Rasia, we grew up with a lot of Italian families that migrated here and went to school with them, and they're lifelong friends, so I can relate to your humour totally.
Yeah, look, but you know what, the great thing is that now the humour's sort of expanded, so it's not just the Italians coming anymore. I mean, you've got a lot of ethnics, but all the Aussies love it, because I've kind of become a poster child for the 70s and 80s era as well.
You have.
I talk a lot about how the kids today got Shazam, but our version of Shazam was to listen to a song on the radio. We had to go to the record store and sing the song to the guy behind the counter. And the guy always knew the song, but he'd make you sing the second verse.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
That was our version of Shazam. So I talk a lot about that. You know, I talk a lot about how you know, the kids today are very different because they've got all their phones and they can use all their phones for doing all sorts of interesting things. And we just didn't have that, you know?
No.
And we had the landline, you know? I remember the landline. Remember before the push button, you had the one where the rotary phone. And
absolutely.
You'd get to the second last number and it's the wrong one. You're like, ah, jeez.
You got to start again.
You'd lose it. This is the problems that we face. The kids just got no idea about. So I talk a lot about that as well. You know, the show's completely different than the last time I was in Mildura.
Yep.
I've spent a lot of time during COVID writing it. You know, it's probably one of your other questions is going to be, what did I do during COVID?
Well, it was, actually.
And, you know, yeah. And so I've done a lot of radio interviews in the last 2 months. So I know all the questions that are coming at me. I wrote a children's book called When I Was Your Age, which will be available at the show. Because I had a baby boy, which we'll get to in a minute.
Didn't know
but,
that.
During COVID, I wrote this brand new show, and it's, you know, it's cool. I still talk about being, but you know, there's a lot of just a lot of different stuff that I talk about. I got married as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
because I was 46. I was 46 years single.
Gee whiz! And, you would have thought you.
Now that I'm married, I realise that you can't argue with your wife. I figured that arguing with your wife is like downloading, like, you know, when you download a new software program.
Yep.
You know, the software licensing agreement. After a while, it gets too difficult to just press I agree.
Well, we all live under our wife's democracy, Joe. We have our say and then we do as they say.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So, I agree. Yeah, exactly.
I love being married, man. Being married is great because I don't have choose anything anymore. My wife decides what I don't like anymore, so it's great.
You know?
Yeah.
46 years, you dodged the bullet, Joe. What were you thinking? You dodged the...
Oh, mate, I was on tour for a lot of that time.
Yeah.
I've actually got a kid overseas, so that's what came out of the touring. I've got a kid in Canada, which I talk about in the show as well.
Okay. Boy or a girl?
But I've got a little girl. Yeah, she's a little girl, lives over in Canada. But I've got a new baby boy, and this is kind of cool because obviously I've been involved a lot more. I just find the things that you've got to buy these kids is incredible. We bought him a cot, right? Nothing special, just a nice, comfortable cot.
Cot, yeah.
Mate, this thing comes with a 25-year warranty. And I'm like, man, the kid's Italian. He's got to leave home at some point, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
He can't stay home for 25 years. And I love the... Yeah, I love having a kid. It gives you the license to talk like an idiot, you know. Like anyone out there listening is, you know, like you make a boo boo. I thought, wouldn't it be good if you could talk to anybody like that? Imagine you get pulled over by the police. So you're on your phone. You went through a red light. You're such a clever boy, aren't you? Yes, you are. it's a lot of fun. I'm just having a great time with my son. We called him Antonio, by the way.
Yep.
You know why?
No.
To satisfy the Italian side of the family.
Yeah.
So when he gets to school, he's going to mix him with all the Aussies because you've got Davo, Robbo and Antonio.
Laughing.
See what we did there?
No, you've done well, Joe. I still think you dodged a bullet for 46 years and the Cupid's arrow got you. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, well, mate, it was by choice. It was by choice.
Well, you're coming to Mildura too. Tell me if I pronounce this wrong, Joe. Larry's Prosciutto-ria.
Oh, I love that. Can you say that again?
Larry's Prosciutto-ria.
Prosciutto-ria. That's just so Aussie. I love it. It's Prosciutto-ria, but yeah, it's close enough. Prosciutto-ria. But all the Aussies are there. Larry's Prosciutto-ria.
Yeah, well,
yes, I am. Now, I was coming because they've just opened up and, you know, I'm helping promote them to promote it. But it's turned into something bigger. The first show sold out within a week, and so they've added a second show on August the 17th. So August 18th is completely sold out. But August 17th, which is a Wednesday night, I believe, there's about 100 tickets left. That started selling really quickly as well. So if you haven't got your tickets, get in early. And what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be doing my full hour and 45-minute show straight, all my brand-new material. So, you know, and I'll be talking about a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of new things. As I said, if you've seen the show before, you know, don't expect to see what you've seen in the past.
This
is really, really different show. And I tackle a lot of, you know, like political correctness. I address that as well.
I'm glad you do.
Political correctness in comedy is like having a health and safety officer at the rodeo.
Exactly.
We just completely... I don't worry about... So I offend everybody equally without swearing. So it's a clean show. So, you know, if you're used to my shows in the past, you know that I don't swear. And that's the same. I don't swear. But I've gone a little bit edgier, I guess, if you like.
Well, that's an art to offend everyone without swearing. That's worth buying a ticket alone, Joe.
Yeah. That's my new catchphrase. Come and see this guy. He offends everyone equally without swearing.
I think that should be a new logo. It's been great to catch up with you. I know you're a busy man. You've got a really busy itinerary. I'm sure you'll sell both nights out. It's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. And just make sure you travel home safely.
I will, mate. Thank you very much. Once you see that flying kangaroo, mate, when you're away for a while and you see it on the tarmac, it brings a tear to your eye and you're like, oh, it's good to be coming back home.
Yeah, there's no place like Australia, Joe, is there?
Mate, you know what? My wife has travelled with me,
yep,
and she's never been to Canada before, and she's never been to certain parts of the States as we have been on this trip. And, you know, she just looked at me last night and said, you know what? We are so lucky. We are so lucky to be in Australia. The food is fantastic. The people are great. The standard of living is fantastic. You know, we're fortunate.
I'll have to, and everyone's looking forward to seeing you at Larry's Prosciutto-ria. I'm going to have to roll my tongue around that a little bit more as the date gets closer, Joe.
Prosciutto-ria.
I'm not even going to try it. Thanks for joining me. It's been great to have you on the program.
Thanks very much, Damon. Cheers, buddy.